Electro Man here, and thank you for tuning in to episode 72 at TwatCut.org. Today we're going to talk a little bit about copying DVDs. Now I know you all have thought about it at least one time or another to cop back up or copy those DVDs that you have stuffed in your TV stand that maybe you have a kid or a hungry dog that might get a hold of. Maybe you feel entitled to making a copy of it and hiding those original DVDs into, you know, a nice safe spot somewhere. Well, for all intents and purposes, this is only going to be informative. I'm not recommending that you do this because it is a flaky subject. More on that towards the end of the podcast. To get starters, though, right off, okay, where do I start to, you know, copy DVDs? Well, if you want to know, there is a website that has free software for you because most DVDs are too large to copy. If you would like, you could go to dvdshrink.org. They will hook you up right there. They have a nice program that will allow you to reauthor the DVD so you can just have the main movie, compress certain parts of the movie that you would prefer. Let's say the extras you can compress heavily and the main movie you cannot compress as much. Eventually, though, when you go into the copying movies, you are going to run into some problems. Manufacturers out today and people who make these movies don't necessarily like the fact that, or the idea that how easy it really could be to copy just unencrypted DVDs. So they start, you know, encrypting them. And then they put protections on them. And then things start get complicated. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Protections, they're more so, let's say, to a way to confuse your DVD copy abilities. And most of the time when you're copying DVDs, it would be in your computer and your DVD drive. Most software is just like to read from the beginning to the end of the drive straight through. Well, if that's the case, then you'll run into some of these problems. Software today, most of them do okay. They usually run over top of the protections like Save Disk or Secure ROM, Laser Lock, maybe DVD Cops too. But lately, and I know you probably heard it, Sony has gotten in trouble with copy protection on a CD, but they do have one for a DVD that's been causing some troubles. It's called ARCCOS. I'm just going to say the Sony protection because I can't pronounce that in any way, shape, or form. It basically puts an error in your DVD. And as you're copying it and you're reading it straight through, it finds the error and bam, it stops. Well, you have to do some finessing if you want to do it the free route, which I don't know if anybody knows me well yet, but I like to do things cheap or free. So you're going to use this program that I said earlier, DVD Shrink, in conjunction with another program, which I'm sure you've all heard, DVD Decryptor. But in order to make this work, DVD Decryptor also runs into the same issue. So you need another program. Yeah, it's called PGC Edit, and it has a plugin that you gotta go get. This will all be in the show notes, so don't freak out, don't be scribbling down, just, you know, go back to Twat Tech and there'll be some stuff there for you. But basically, PGC Edit, it allows you to edit the navigational commands that's actually in the DVD. Okay, you know, let's say you find a menu and it says go to this part of the DVD. Well, the Sony protection with the error, the original DVD, it gets up close to the error, and then it tells your DVD player to skip the error and go on to the rest of the movie. You never notice it, but when you try to copy the DVD, you do. So you need PGC Edit in order to correct the issue. The plugin allows you to basically completely erase the error. So you erase the error, you connect the movie together, and then you edit the navigation so it reads straight through. Alright. Well, you need DVD Decryptor to work in conjunction with this. So the plugin will guide you through it. It's kind of like a wizard. It'll basically say, all right, DVD Decryptor, read up until you find an error, and then continue to read past that error. And then you go back to the wizard, and it'll say, all right, well, this is the point of the error. Now let's do the fix real quick to it, and then go back to DVD Decryptor and read where the error was at. Read straight through it, and it'll go back to the program and fix everything for you. And the only reason why you would want DVD shrink is because we all know that it's kind of hard to fit 8 gigs of data onto a 4.5 gig disk. So DVD shrink can then read through the disk and then compress it for you. It's also nice because then it checks to see if it worked successfully. There is other ways legal, or you know, you can pay for a software to copy these for you, and it's all in one. But this is more like the free route. The links, like I said, will be found. There's other programs though out there. Let's see here real quick. There is one called DVD Fab, and there's DVD 2.1 that, you know, that's out there right now that you can copy without doing all of this mess. But then again, you have to pay for the software. Some, it can range from anywhere from $10 to $50. I've seen some up to $60 to $70 for like the more extreme. Back to the legal issues of the whole situation. The reason why I say that this is informative only and that you can't just go out and start copying DVDs that you have in your collection is because some of these DVDs, if not all of them, contain an encryption of some sort. That's why they call them decryptor or decoder or such and such. Because there is a code, a patented code on your DVD that needs to be decoded before the DVD can be copied. Now, legally, you can make one backup copy of a DVD that you own or a CD that you own, but because it's illegal to decrypt a patented encryption, that it's illegal for companies to make software and sell it in doing so. Otherwise, they're going to end up getting sued. Doing the process that I explained to you earlier is technically illegal. But there is a way around it, and you do have to pay for it, but it's not that much. If you remember back in the day when the whole copying thing was out thick, or, you know, started kicking in real good, there's a software called DVD XCopy. We all know it, and if you were around then with the DVDs, you probably used it your good amount yourself. You may even still have a copy, who knows. But they've came out with a new software that does something quite interesting. 123 Studios DVD Extreme. And this basically waits until your DVD recorder, your burner, or whatever drive that you may have on your computer reader, it waits for it to decrypt the encoding on there first, and then reads the decrypted data after the fact. So the software is technically not decrypting anything, which isn't breaking any patent laws, which makes it legal to make your one legal backup copy of your original DVD. It's kind of funny how people or companies try so very hard and spend massive amounts of money on how to not let you do things, to have things done their way, but yet people that are determined will find ways around it. So it almost seems like it's a waste of money and time and effort, in my opinion. Take care and be careful about copying your DVDs. I don't want you to go down to Blockbuster and making people seem suspicious on renting several movies every day with the impossible amount of time to actually watch the movies. Per se, renting 4 movies in 2 hours just doesn't happen. Alright, well, take care, and I hope you enjoyed another episode of TWAT.